What do cancer research, chocolate, and spiders' webs have in common? Well done for reaching the furthermost point of the Harwell Heritage Trail. And here we pause for a moment to find out more about how tiny particles can be used to learn more about the world around us. Please prepare to be taken into space very shortly. Harwell has a special science facility called the ISIS Neutron and Muon Source, based here at the Rutherford Appleton Laboratory, RAL. The name ISIS comes from the Egyptian goddess of regeneration and is the name of the River Thames where it runs through Oxford. ISIS Pulse Neutron and Muon Facility conducts research into the physical and life sciences and is owned and operated by UKRI STFC. The facility produces beams of neutrons and muons, enabling scientists to study materials at the atomic level, using a suite of instruments described as super microscopes. The experiments carried out at ISIS provide detailed insights into the arrangement and behaviour of atoms and molecules in a material, which cannot be achieved by other methods. A neutron is a subatomic particle without an electric charge, present in all atomic nuclei except those of ordinary hydrogen. A muon is a more exotic particle with a lifetime of only a few microseconds. By using these particles, researchers from all over the world come to ISIS to study materials relevant to many scientific disciplines, including physics, chemistry, engineering, materials science, environmental and geological sciences, and increasingly, the life sciences. In addition to using ISIS, many of the researchers use one of the other facilities at Harwell, as the ability to be able to measure the same sample using multiple techniques in one location is of huge benefit to researchers. As well as seeking answers to important questions such as how to cure cancer, reduce carbon emissions and make better batteries, ISIS has assisted manufacturers in improving their products. Industrial users have investigated new fabric conditioners, pesticides, fuel additives, and Maltesers, the chocolates that don't melt in your hand. The facility can test the resilience of electronics to cosmic radiation, and ISIS also conducts important conservation work, for example, the preservation of ancient Persian swords for the Wallace Collection. ISIS explores deep into the natural world, studying the tensile strength of spiders' webs, why frogs don't freeze, and what we can learn from polar bear fur when developing new paints. Nature often holds the secrets to new innovations for mankind, but needs to be viewed at the atomic level to be fully understood.